Welcome to Carnivores Don't Get Sunburned, hosted by Carrie Mann. Dive into the extraordinary journey of rediscovering optimal health through the carnivore diet. Here, we share powerful transformations from reversing chronic illnesses to achieving peak human potential. Each episode, we'll explore the real stories of those who've turned their lives around, embracing a diet that's as natural as the sun. Stay tuned as we uncover the science, the success stories, and the secrets to thriving on this ancestral diet. Plus, don't miss our exciting documentary highlights featuring a diverse range of carnivore champions. Ready to challenge the conventional? Let's get started.
Psoriasis had taken over my body, my entire head, my joints. The joint pain was insane. Yeah, it was hard to move. The pain, the sleeplessness, which made the depression worse, and I was already depressed and suicidal. So I told the doctor, I'm not going to let you kill me. And that was pretty much going to be the end for me. Sorry. I don't know how I found Michaela's story that day somehow. I don't even know how. Michaela Peterson. Yeah, so I decided, well, if it changed her life that dramatically, I'm going to give it a try. And the anger that I felt when I started healing and realizing the lies and the companies and, you know, but I want to take that anger and I want to build something where people can come and they can heal.
Hello and welcome. Carrie here from Healing Humanity. I think I got my shirt on. Power of a Proper Human Diet. And today I'm honored to have Lash on the channel. Welcome, Lash. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you for joining me. I'm really looking forward to hearing more about your story. You sent me an email, and it was pretty incredible and pretty touching, and sounds like you've had a heck of a turnaround, so looking forward to learning more about that. Maybe if we could start out, could you tell me a little bit about your life maybe before you found carnivore diet?
So at the age of probably 18, 19, started noticing some changes in my skin. At around 21, I was diagnosed with psoriasis and possible psoriatic arthritis. From there, it got worse and worse. I am now 48, and October of 2022, I went to my last doctor's visit, and that's when I discovered carnivore.
How did you discover carnivore?
So my last doctor visit went really awful, as they usually did. They wanted to inject me with dual injections into my stomach, I guess twice a month or something crazy. It was an immune suppressant drug. It had awful side effects, and I was already depressed and suicidal. So I told the doctor, I'm not going to let you kill me. I'll go handle it myself. And I left that day, and that was pretty much going to be the end for me. Sorry. I don't know how I found Michaela's story that day somehow. I don't even know how. Michaela Peterson. Yeah, so I decided, well, if it changed her life that dramatically, I'm going to give it a try. I've tried everything else as far as diets went. So yeah, I wasn't ready to go, and I gave it a try. I started with fasting and animal-based to kind of wean myself off of everything. Went carnivore with dairy, and then cut basically everything at that point and went lion and relapsed, got really sick December of last year, and then went full strict lion again, and I'm the healthiest I've ever been in my life today. So yeah. Whew, sorry.
No, don't apologize, man. I feel that emotion. One of the biggest reasons I'm doing this video with you now, I'm doing this documentary, is because of depression, anxiety. I suffered from it most of my adult life. I don't want to make you sad, but can you maybe just touch on a little bit more, like what were some of your health issues? It seems like before people find carnivore, sadly, they have to go through a lot of suffering. It sounds like a lot of yours was depression, anxiety, but can you talk a little bit about what suffering you went through?
So yeah, the psoriasis had taken over my body, my entire head, scalp, eyelids, basically from here all the way. So there's some scarring left that you can see. Here I am. I'm the clearest I've ever been in, I don't even, 30 years now. But yeah, I was so bad and covered, and I don't know if you want to put up the before pictures I showed you, if you can, but I don't care. You can do that.
I will.
I don't have a lot of pictures from before, because obviously who wants to take pictures of themselves looking the way they did? It was hard to move. The pain, the sleeplessness, which made the depression worse, which made the suicidal thoughts worse. I'd been basically had suicidal thoughts my whole life. And depression pretty much most of my life. Never knew, why or how. But the craziest thing is, once I got on this strict routine, is all that went away. Like, suicidal thoughts would come just throughout the day, randomly, any given day, any time of day. There's like a shield now. So they don't come near me. But yeah, I was bad. I could barely move. My whole skin was just a big, crusty, thick, bloody, crusty mess from basically here, from my chest down, all the way down to my feet. And then my nails would be eroded. So my joints, the joint pain was insane. It was just awful. Day-to-day life, getting out of bed after not sleeping at all, spasming all night, just covered, waking up bloody, crusted sheets, just skin everywhere. Life sucked. Yeah.
On the depression, did anything ever work for you over the years? Did you ever try like medication or therapy, or had anything ever helped you at all with your depression?
Never did therapy in traditional sense. My therapy is the ocean, hiking, meditation, martial arts, yoga, camping, that kind of stuff. Cannabis helped in different ways. I also created a cream with CBD and THC to help people with pain relief and help keep the scaling down. And that's actually on the market, which is great. And lots of people love it, and it helps lots of people. So yeah.
And nothing with the medication in the past?
Well, so as far as the psoriasis medication, I had been on tons of different topicals, and they never helped, and they were awful, and they actually made my skin worse, so that where like I would brush up against cardboard and I would start bleeding. So it thinned out my skin, never made it better, really. They always wanted to put me on different drugs, which I refused. I was always scared of them because of the side effects, depression side effects, the suicidal side effects, the immune suppressing side effects. So when I realized that, you know, this wasn't an autoimmune disease, really, which is what they, you know, threw down my throat, that it was gut issue and I need to heal my gut. And once I healed my gut, like, I call my mom constantly and like, I can't believe this. Like, I'm in shock. Like, I stare at my legs in shock, because the last time I was at that doctor's office, I took a picture of my legs sitting there in the chair. And then the nurse came in and she looks at my legs and they're all crusty and bloody and nasty. She goes, "What brings you in here today?" I just had enough of them. I had had enough of trying to go to doctors, and and I didn't ever want to take their drugs. I didn't, you know, and the topicals were bad enough that I didn't want to put something inside me. And, you know, I had ate very clean for, you know, what I thought. I ate a lot of raw vegetables, a lot of raw fruit. But then I also had the nighttime side, which was sugars and processed crap. Once getting rid of all of that, God, life changed so dramatically. It's amazing. I went out in public the other day without all this on, and which I haven't done in I don't even know how many years, because my scalp was always bleeding, and you know, it's not anymore, and it's not all flaky, and it's just amazing, just the changes, not having people point and go, "Ooh, gross, what's wrong with you?" And
right,
yeah.
Well, I just want to say, man, I'm first of all, I'm so happy for you that you found this. It's the suicidal ideation, depression. I don't want to say I can feel where you're at, but I had similar thing for so long. And there's so many people in the world that never experience that level of hopelessness or darkness, and they just don't realize it. So I guess you can't blame them. But I always tell people now, if you know someone that's depressed or anxious, you got to be really careful. People used to tell me, like, you just go for a walk, you'll feel better. And they don't have a clue to how deep and dark that depression goes. It used to be very similar to you. I'd spend my whole days just thinking about ways I could kill myself and just end it all for years and years and years. And so when you have something like this, it's like unbelievable, right? It's like, do you feel like you have a second chance at life now?
I absolutely. It's actually more like a third for me. But yeah, I can't even describe the feeling that I have now. And it's just, sometimes I just, you know, I touch myself and I'm like, everything feels different. And man, yeah, it's crazy. I have a whole new look on life. So basically now my main thing is I want a ranch space like you guys are doing. Like, you have a homestead. This is my dream. I need to get out of LA and off, you know, off the grid is, you know, thing. But I want to have a ranch where people can come and I can help guide them through if they've gone through the same stuff I did or even similar things, and get them healed, because it's that easy. Like, it's, you know, and the anger that I felt when I started healing and realizing the lies, and Jesus Christ, I got so angry at the world and the companies, and, you know, but I want to take that anger and I want to build something where people can come and they can heal.
Yeah. That's a beautiful thing. I'm with you 100%. I was so pissed off because it was like, all of that suffering for so long, and then it was this easy. It was just the food. Like, don't get me wrong. It's a little hard to start carnivore if you're doing sugar, to return to like a proper human diet, adapting. But once you get through the week or two, maybe 3 weeks, it's like the easiest thing in the world. And then you look around in the world right now, there's so many people suffering, Lash, like you were and like I was, now more so than ever. Suicidal depression, younger and younger. I think there's something like 1 billion people right now in the world with depression. It's worse now than it's ever been throughout humanity. And it's like, you and I have this answer for them. It's like right here. It makes me angry. It makes me hopeful at the same time because there's a solution, but it is very frustrating. And it's like, you just want to scream at everybody. Just do this. It's like, you know, I was saying you got a second chance at life. You said maybe a third. I was thinking about this more. I almost feel like this is almost more like a first chance at life for me, because, not trying to be dramatic, but prior to this, I was on the standard American diet my whole life. And I always had this brain fog, and I was always fatigued. Yeah. And I was always tired. And I was always slightly depressed. The depression got worse and worse. But when you're walking around like that, it's almost like you're a shadow of the human you could be. You're a shadow of the potential you could be. So I guess I had a first chance at life before, but this is like really the first chance where I'm really clear-minded, and probably what all humans should feel like is like you and me on an everyday basis. It's not like we cured something by eating meat. We're just kind of returning to what we always should have been had we not been poisoning ourselves that whole time.
Absolutely. Yeah, I feel robbed of 30 years that I just feel like they took it away from me.
Yeah.
And they lied to me. And but yeah, here I am. I'm 48. I'm in the best shape of my life. My arthritis pain is diminishing by the day. My skin is 95%+ clear at this point.
Like, that's amazing.
I couldn't ask for anything more but a ranch. And you know, so now I'm looking for some people to get together with and to actually do this and make it a reality and start changing people's lives.
You feel this yearning for the ranch, and well, it sounds like you want to help other people, which is amazing, but it seems like with this way of living, we're kind of returning to what's natural for humans. Mm-hmm. Is that kind of your yearning for a ranch and getting out of LA, is try to reconnect with nature in some way?
100%. I just feel it more and more. I feel like there's a calling now that I never felt before. Maybe that's the clear, you know, the clear mindedness that the fog is lifted. But yeah, it's incredible. Like, that's all I think about. I'm constantly searching for properties and figuring out, you know, all the friends that want to do this with me, we're all broke. So we're trying to figure this out. But where there's a will, there's a way. It'll happen. I've gotten this far in my life. I've never given up. You know, I've given up a million times, let's be honest, but I'm still here. So, you
right.
know, haven't well, given up completely.
I have this firm belief that when you're passionate about something and for the right reasons, like you are, the world's just going to figure it out. It's going to come together for you for sure. I really do believe that. You got an open invite too. Anytime you want to come up, we got the Airbnb on the house. You can come up. You want to stay for a week or something and hang out, make you some steaks and stuff like that. But
I would love.
Yeah, absolutely.
I would
can
love.
We? Can we take just a little bit of a step back and can you tell us a little bit when you first started? There's a lot of people that are going to watch this that are depressed, that are anxious, that have health issues, and they're so scared. This goes against everything they've ever been told. Breakfast is the most important meal of the day. Meat's going to clog your arteries. You got to eat your vegetables. What was it like for you starting? I mean, it sounded like you were hopeless and desperate. You're going to try anything. But the first couple of weeks, what sort of foods were you eating and how did it go? And what were your expectations versus what really happened?
I honestly had no expectation. I like you said, I was hopeless. I had given up completely and I said, well, one more try with this. And, you know, if it works, it works. If it doesn't, I'm going back to plan B, you know? So I started with fasting 20 hours a day and basically ground beef and some fruit. And that's, and I was still mixing in dairy. And yeah, I wasn't scared of what was the outcome of my health, because my health was so bad that, you know, what's this going to do? You know, what's this? This isn't going to, I'm not worried about having a heart attack at this point or anything like that, you know, and everything that I researched showed that it's not going to hurt me, you know? So from all the different doctors that I've been paying attention to, and you just basically had half of them at your place not too long ago, which was cool. Yeah. So I wasn't scared about that. So yeah, started off with fasting and like I said, animal based. And then I went just basically ground beef every day with some fruit and some dairy. I couldn't get away from like heavy cream. So I was getting raw heavy cream because, you know, raw dairy, they said that was okay. And I was reading this and that. It turned out that like dairy for me was one of the worst things. I just can't. I will notice, like, I've tried to reintroduce dairy and I'll notice flare up like instantly almost. It's yeah. So dairy's gone. Yeah, I just started cutting everything out. I did go through like heavy, like each time I cut out a certain thing like sugar, like that was heavy withdrawals. And, you know, it was a few days of like, damn, this sucks. You know, some headaches, whatever. No big deal though, honestly, compared to everything else. And then the dairy, there was withdrawals from dairy. Like dairy's addictive. Sugar's addictive. But yeah, yeah. And then it's so easy now. I was always afraid of buying steaks and stuff because I didn't know how to cook them. And now I'm such a damn expert. I can cook any piece of meat you give me. But you know, I lived my life as basically as a Rasta man. And we were, you know, we were taught just, you know, Aitol food, which was unprocessed. And, you know, I ate mostly like that. And, but vegetables were killing me. I didn't realize it. You know, the vegetables were really doing damage. But yeah, like I still can't get over that. Like I literally basically just eat, you know, some meat every day. And I never, ever felt like this in my life. And, you know, I'll keep doing it.
Isn't it amazing? Like so many people that will hear your story are going to say, you got to have those vegetables. It's crazy. Yet what you just said, I have heard over and over and over again. I'm not trying to demonize vegetables, but that was the same case. Just as one example, my wife, she was strict vegetarian for years and mm-hmm. her legs were just completely inflamed. She had migraines and headaches. And the only thing she quit, like she was eating really darn clean, was the vegetables, and everything cleared up. Like, what do you make of that? It seems like vegetables, they're supposed to be good for you. How could they be messing us up so bad?
I mean, it's got to be their defense chemicals. It's got to be the chemicals we're putting on it. It's got to be the soil they're growing in. It's got to be the GMO. It's got to be, I mean, who knows? I don't know, but I can't eat them anymore because they mess me up and I'm not going to do it. And I'm going to eat what's not messing me up and what's changing my life for the better. And I'm sorry, people of the world that disagree with me, like family members that disagree with me and friends that disagree with me that I don't really talk to much anymore, but
yeah,
I'm sorry. This is, you know, it's either that or like I was out of here. What do you want?
Right. Right. Well, one thing, I was so fortunate to interview Dr. Chafee. And one thing that he said to me early on that was really cool was, you can get every single nutrients you need from meat and you can thrive on meat. You can't say the same for vegetables. If you eat only vegetables, you have to supplement. But I love what you said too about the vegetables, because everyone holds them in such high regard, but when you really think about it, like if you're eating a salad, the amount of energy it takes my stomach just to process that salad, and what is there, 14 calories in there? And then on top of it, it's less, it has less nutrients in the salad, in the lettuce, than it would have 100 years ago. Like you said, the soil's deplete. There's pesticides, glyphosate. There's all these chemicals that are on it. There's toxins in these vegetables. They don't want you to eat them. It's like, are you telling me all of those negative factors counteract to that I should be having 14 calories worth of lettuce in my stomach? Like, the math just doesn't even make sense. But no, it's like this social norm that we've been told so long, and you gotta have these vegetables, they're so darn good for you, that nobody can wrap their brain around any other way, I guess.
No, and spinach, I believe, was the cause of my two different kidney stones that I had, because I used to eat tons of raw spinach, and I went down and went ambulance ride twice from kidney stones, which, yeah. But also, like you said, migraines and bloating, like, always was bloated from vegetables, like, you know, and I raw juiced for months and months, you know, and trying to figure out, why am I always bloated? This is supposed to help, just raw juice, you know, just green juice. And I ate raw vegetables, and I always was always sick.
Like, man, I'm so happy you found this, because you have undoubtedly suffered so much. I had two kidney stones as well, and I'd rather die, I think, than have another kidney stone. That was so painful, so painful. And then you get them, if you go to the hospital, I don't know what they told you. They told me, they're like, you might have this for like 2 or 3 days before it'll pass. Oh my God.
The first time they acted like I was some kind of drug addict, and I just wanted medication shot into me or something. Yeah. And then the second time, I was living on Oahu in Hawaii, and they were like super cool about it, and they like knew exactly what was going on, and like they treated me well. But yeah, no, that was the worst pain. I wouldn't wish that upon my worst enemy. It's awful.
You're reminding me. So the first one I had, I went to the hospital, and this was after a long time. I didn't know what it was. And they gave me some IV pain medicine, some really good pain medicine. Literally a tear came down my eye. I was so thankful. And just to have a little tiny bit of relief, and it wasn't even fully relief, but just to have a little tiny bit of relief. Yeah. And where do I'd be willing to bet never would have happened had we been eating like we are now. Then it's like you said, the spinach, the oxalates, it's all this stuff we weren't supposed to eat. I also lost my appendix. It burst on the operating table. Also lost my gallbladder. Oh. I think all of those things were from just the crappy food we were eating that I was never intended to eat in the first place.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh my God. Yeah. So many different health issues that, like, you know, I don't get headaches anymore. I used to get migraines all the time. Just different things that you don't realize that aren't happening anymore. And you're like, holy crap.
Wow. Right.
This is insane. And so, yeah, I want to shout to the world, and I want the world to know, you can do this. You don't need doctors, like, for a lot of stuff. You really don't.
Yeah. It's absolutely incredible when you just get the hell out of the way and let your body do what it was intended and stop putting all those toxins and garbage in, how much you'll heal. Was there a moment, I've interviewed so many carnivores now, and some of them talk about this moment where it's almost like a switch went off, or you had this sudden realization, like, whoa, this is working. Something's happening here that I've never felt this way before. Did you have a moment like that?
So, yeah, basically I had been healing slowly. And it was last November, so I was basically at a year, and I was healing so much that I wanted to kind of give myself a congratulations treat at Thanksgiving. Mm. Wow, what a mistake. That lasted until the end of the year.
Oh.
Right, that treat. Okay. And I got so sick, and I wasn't doing like a lot of stuff, but, you know, throwing in random stuff. And then at Christmas, I got real depressed. I was alone, and it was just awful. And I just went heavy on everything. And when I got really sick off of that, that's when I realized like the big, big picture. Like, holy shit, dude. Like, you cannot, like, look at everything you just did in the last month and look at yourself. And so I started taking some pictures again of myself. And when I look back at just, you know, from December, the change, it's a whole different person, you know. And I've lost, I wasn't heavy, at least I never thought I was heavy for myself, but I'm 6 foot and I was at 200 pounds, I think, at my heaviest. I got all the way down to 130 when I was like super, super strict, and then started working out and adding more meat and more fat. And now I'm up to 140 with muscle, which is, I feel, a great, great weight for me. I'm, you know, actually like loving it. So, yeah. Yeah.
That's great. So we're doing this documentary, Healing Humanity. It seems like a lot of people, when they do this, you have this sort of second chance at life. You people tend to look at the world a little differently. Do you look at the world differently, or do you feel like humanity needs healing?
I've always have since the age of 14, when I dropped a hit of mescaline, I believe that changed my whole life at that point. But yeah, I've always believed that. And now way more than ever, the problem, I feel like that brain fog, and I feel like the ingredients have gotten so bad. And if you look at kids nowadays, like, I can't, it crushes my heart to see obese children. Like, that just, it blows my mind. It crushes my soul. Like, there's something happening that's, I, you know, whatever. I think it's all by plan, but I need to escape it. So yeah, the bigger picture, like, yeah, healing is healing, and trying to change people's minds and getting them out of the brain fog.
Yeah. I'm with you on the children. It's one of the big reasons I'm doing the documentary too, besides mental health, is this next generation. I've got kids, well, they're getting older now too, but you look at their peers, even teenagers, and they're walking around with these big sugar drinks. And like, when I was that age, I had bad food that led me to where I am now. But what they're having now is magnitudes worse than what I was having back then. It's like everything is ultra, ultra processed and sugar everywhere. It absolutely breaks my heart too with younger kids. I've mentioned this before on the channel, but you look at the cereal aisle in the store, it's just pure garbage sugar with cartoon characters on it. And you get them hooked early from a young age, and it's just like they're a lifelong sugar addict, like a drug addict. It's just money. It's just money. It's worth a ton of money if you get them hooked young.
It's what angers me so much is the fact that sugar, and they just push. And, you know, if you look at ingredient lists from back in the day and now, they're obviously putting shit that doesn't cost anything in there to kill people, keep them sick, go to the doctor. They're all, you know, everybody's making money off the same damn circle.
Yeah.
Everybody's getting paid, but it's why do you want to make people so because it's evil. To me, it's just pure evil. And it gets me so damn angry. This is why I just want to get this ranch thing happening, and I want to put spaces in for people to come and stay for long periods of time until they need. I don't care. Just come and let's get healthy.
Yeah. Well, that's the way to do it though, because I'm mad too. But on the flip side, I'm like, no matter how mad I get at the cereal companies or people putting sugar in junk food, they're never going to change. But what we can change is if we can educate people and start seeing it. Because a lot of people, you don't know what you don't know, right? Like, I didn't know this before. Right. My parents gave me sugar and cereal, and I gave it to my kids too, and now it's like the biggest regret of my life. But until I knew any better, it's, yes, everyone's doing it, grandma's doing it, everyone's doing it. So
yeah, everybody's fine, it's great.
Yeah, isn't yeah. it crazy? Isn't that crazy, this social norm where everyone's like, everyone's just fine, but if you really look around in the world right now or look at the statistics, it's going downhill fast. Obesity, type 2 diabetes, depression, anxiety, fertility rates.
Oh, yeah.
Like, it's just yeah. everything. But, yeah, if you go and ask the general public on the standard American diet right now, yeah, not that bad. Not that big of a deal. Everyone's doing it.
Yeah, and the fast food, like, people just eat so much fast food. I was never big into fast food, but, like, I prefer to make a salad and, you know, but then pour seed oil dressing on it, which yeah. I thought, you know, people said you need some fat with your salad to get more, you know, more of the goodness out of the vegetables. And, like, you know, everything was just bullshit. Yep. Everything. And, you know, now they want to tag every cow in the country. And if your cow doesn't have the right stuff, then they're not going to let you process it. So, which makes me even more want to just have my own damn cows that they can't touch.
Right. Yeah. It's insane how literally everything is backwards. Yeah. Like every example you could look at, the food pyramid, the food system, everything we're told by our doctors. Like if I would have just done the opposite, yeah. which is so crazy. I'd have been so much better off. Turn the food pyramid upside down. They said, don't eat meat, eat the meat instead. They said, eat the vegetables, don't eat the vegetables. Like everything's backwards.
Yeah, it's totally backwards and it's mind blowing. And I don't get why more people like can't look around and be awakened to it. But, you know, it's what they're eating is causing them to be so damn fogged and closed off and asleep to it all. So you can't blame them. All you can do is blame these corporations, and what's that going to do for us? Because they're too big.
Right.
So, you know, let's do our thing one person at a time and change one person at a time. Like yep. somehow an angel changed me and sent Michaela to me to change me. And, you know, one person at a time.
Yeah. Well, you're doing it right now. I'm telling you, just wait. Once your story gets out there now, you're going to hear a bunch of people that had psoriasis, that had depression, that had your issues. Maybe they couldn't resonate with my story or Bill Knott's story, but your story is going to resonate with them. And it's amazing because what will happen is this. That's going to change, say, 5 more people, right? But then those 5 people, boom, 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 because this works. You don't see that with Weight Watchers or the vegan diet or anything like that. Like right now, my whole family's doing it, but also my extended family, my younger sister, older sister, my stepmom, my stepdad. And now people are seeing my stepmom, or I'm sorry, my regular mom, my stepdad and my mom. People are seeing my mom in their 70s and they're like, what are you doing? What the hell are you doing? You look great. Like what? And so now she's inspiring her peers. I really, looking on the positive side, it seems like this thing is really starting to spread. Someone was telling me the other day, like on Google Trends, you can type in, carnivore is more popular now than keto. More people are searching for carnivore on Google than keto. So at least there's
the revolution. The revolution's starting for sure.
Yeah. And, yeah.
You know, my mom got me like kind of into the fasting thing when I told her, like, I found this woman and, you know, like, I'm going to try this. And she's like, look, start with fasting. You know, it'll help, you know, because you're trying to heal your gut. And she's had, what, 4 or 5 different types of arthritis, MS, all kinds of problems throughout her life. She was on prescription drugs for 50 years, right? She's now carnivore. She's now off all her drugs. She's the one who brought me to you and said, you have to, like, email this guy. You have to. Like, she told me for, like, weeks. And I'm like, you know, I'm busy. I'll get to it. Plus, you know, I was hesitant. You know, because I break down and I get all freaking cry about it because it's such a big deal to me. But I have to do this. Like, I have to be here and I have to tell people.
Right. Because,
yeah. Like, you're right. 1 out of every 10 people has some sort of psoriasis issue. Right.
Yeah.
So look at all the people who have issues, just, you know, depression, suicide, psoriasis, skin, eczema, all the different things. Arthritis is, yeah. So let's help them all.
Yeah. I love your emotion too. I don't know about you. Have you always been that way? Because on Carnivore now, I find myself getting emotional and crying all the time. I don't care. I do it all the time now. I don't know what it is, like if I was bottling it up before or what, but you hear so many beautiful stories like this too. Like when people are getting a second chance at life coming from that darkness, it's hard not to get emotional. But have you always been that way?
I think I've always been pretty emotional. Yeah, for the most part. I just feel like I'm an empath type of person. Yeah. I catch vibes from everything. I can read people really fast. I feel energies and that kind of weird shit. But for me, it's not weird. It's just normal. And
You want to know something that's really crazy? Like, so I'm doing this documentary. There's just these crazy things that just keep aligning. And I don't know, it's bigger than me or whatever it may be. There's a plan, something's going on. I don't know what it is. I'm just going with it. I'm going to keep recording all these stories. It's been an amazing privilege for me to be able to do it. But when you sent me your email, it was so touching because I went through the depression as well. And when you talked about that, I'm an empath too. I could feel that, like this brotherhood or something, but I could feel your pain to some degree through your words. But what you said in that email too, when you mentioned Michaela Peterson, mm-hmm. I have heard this story so many times that people either saw Michaela or her father, Jordan Peterson, and then they did some more research and now their life has changed forever and they've got a second chance at life. Well, when you sent me that email, I think it was minutes or maybe an hour, the same day before that, I got an email from somebody that said they watched a couple of my YouTube videos and they want to have me on their podcast. Mm. And it was the mother of Michaela Peterson, Tammy Peterson.
Wow.
Isn't that crazy? So I read hers and then shortly after I read yours, I'm like, wow. And then I'm thinking, so we haven't quite scheduled it yet. I think we're going to be scheduling it tomorrow or something, but I'm really looking forward to talking to Tammy Peterson because the Peterson family has changed so many lives. And if it's okay with you, I wanted to read just that part of your message to her. And I just want to tell her, I'm like, do you realize like how much your family is? Please. You pretty much said in that thing, like, what if you hadn't found that Michaela Peterson video?
I wouldn't be here. I know I wouldn't. And my mom would be devastated. And, please, you know, and I shared it with Michaela on Twitter or X or whatever it is. And she actually responded to me.
Nice.
And then she retweeted it, which was amazing. Cause like I owe that family like my life right now. And so tell them thank you from me.
I will. I'm going to tell them thank you from you. And I get so many comments on my YouTube videos and I've heard it over and over and over again. Like, I don't know, they probably have an idea, but I don't know if they realize the impact they're having. Cause these are just people like you that are cool enough to tell them. How many people watched a Michaela Peterson or Jordan Peterson video and did it? And just, you never comment, you never hear it. Like it's so many people, literally thousands on my channel. Since I started doing carnivore content, I've had 70,000 comments. Thousands of those have said, I saw Jordan Peterson on Joe Rogan and I decided to do this, changed my life forever, over and over and over again. On the mental health, depression, anxiety front, that's where I'm really passionate. But there's so many things that people are hopeless, like psoriasis. With the suffering that you went through, it's just crazy to me, the amount of suffering that people are going through. And in so many cases, this is it. This is the answer. It's right here. We have the answer for it. It's like there's a big bucket of gold right here. And we're like, here, come take this. It's right here. But like no one's listening.
It's insane. And, you know, they want to keep it from us. And that's the craziest part to me is like that people are so damn evil in this world and they shouldn't be. I don't know if they'll be able to see this, but I need to show my legs. Well, because these things have never look like this. Okay, so it basically looked and felt like I had been covered in I don't know, some kind of clay, and then been dragged behind a truck through gravel for the day. And basically, and then you wait for the, like, the little bit of healing to crust up and get everything tight. So my skin was so tight and crusty and thick, and it was literally from, you know, here down, and to be able to be freely. Yeah. Oh man.
I can't believe it, man. Cause you sent me, I'm going to show them on the screen. Just when you showed that after the before pictures, it's incredible. It's absolutely incredible. That amount.
I'm going to have some real after pictures taken of me. I'm just going to get one of my photographer friends to do it.
Nice.
So yeah. Cause I think it's time to get a real photo of my full body.
Right.
Yeah.
What are your thoughts? I think I know the answer to this question, but I got to ask it because I talked to so many people and a lot of people are like, I can't stay on carnivore. It's too restrictive. I can't do that. Are you a carnivore for the rest of your life now? Are you going to add things back in? Or
I would like to try and add a few things. Like I've tried coconut water because I just love it so much. And if I can get a good organic coconut, like I'll take it camping with me and chop the top off, and it doesn't seem to affect me at all. I'm definitely eating grass-fed beef pretty much as main number one source of food for the rest of my life. Absolutely. Mm. Absolutely. 'Cause that's what saved me for sure. And, I doubt I'll ever add too much more back in. Maybe some fruit that I miss here and there on occasion, some berries, but, I'd like to maybe do some eggs again, start adding that back in and see what that does. It's just that, you know, they're ridiculously expensive. And I'd rather just go to a farm that has the right eggs and get them from them, which, you know, LA is kind of crazy with that. So we'll wait till I move.
What, you did this because you were suffering so bad, kind of like an intervention. Have you thought about the future now and growing old and people like, I've talked to so many carnivores that are older. And they don't have all of these other issues. Do you think about the future at all and the impact that this new diet's going to have on you long term?
I have not really thought about myself that way and how I'm going to be because I'm still kind of in the moment, like in disbelief almost every day at what, like, that this is real. Like, I got to pinch myself and I got to touch my